Hey everybody, and here we are again, getting ready to post episode 3. Had some talks about politics, a few laughs, and maybe a little bit of non-consensual. Well, we'll leave it at that. All right, hope you guys enjoy the episode. Love you all.
Titillating and tantalizing.
Dude, that video.
Dude.
I couldn't stop
so do you know, like, have you seen, like, all the it started with that Mexican dude, right? He's, like, skateboarding and he's drinking, like, a thing of cranberry ocean spray, right? And he's taking, like, a video selfie, right? And he's just skating along, drinking the ocean spray. And he's playing that Fleetwood Mac song, Dreams, in the background, right? And then he starts lip-syncing the vocals right when Stevie Nicks comes in, right? Or, like, after the chorus, right? Yeah. And so that started, like, this. Everybody's doing it, like, making fun of that video, right? And yeah, I've seen some pretty good ones. There's one where, like, this dude is he's skating and he's got a jack-o'-lantern on his head, right? And and he's carrying, like, a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, right? And yeah, you just think he's gonna, like, take a sip, like, all casual skating to the song, but he dumps the whole fucking thing in the face of the jack-o'-lantern. And then I saw one with a chick. She's on her, like, skateboard. Same thing, same fucking song. And you kind of just, like, checking her out because she's cute, right? Like, it's the first thing you notice. But then you figure out what's in her hand. It's a can of fucking, like, stewed tomatoes.
What?
Same idea. And she starts dumping stewed tomatoes on her fucking face. It's hilarious, dude. So, like, there's all these memes, right? It was, like, the meme of the past couple weeks. And then I just randomly saw this one where this fucking idiot was working in the car. Like, dude, I worked in the car wash for, like, several years in high school. And that was, like, rule number one. You never walk between the equipment when it's on. You always shut the line off, you know? And so that idiot's got that emitter spinning. And those things don't fuck around. They're strong, dude.
And he
gets his hose wrapped up and he starts spinning it. But it goes perfectly with that fucking song. Because it looks like he's fucking dancing.
His shoes.
Oh man, that's great.
God damn, that was funny. Oh my god, that was funny.
You gotta love the fucking internet.
No hurricane
again. You got this. Is it?
Oh, I got lucky.
Wow.
Dude, it was it jumped from 1 to 4, so it was off the coast there by the Yucatan.
Oh shit.
And it was a tropical storm. The next day was a fucking 4.
Wow.
And I don't know. I just changed direction, hit Louisiana again.
Yeah, they're getting fucking.
But it dropped to a 1. It dropped to a 1. After it hit the coast.
Yeah.
Bill and those fucking people are
fucking dude, this crazy. Year,
a bad year.
Yeah, dude, they got. It's like, how the fuck could you even live there anymore, you know?
I don't know.
I briefly turned on the news today and, like, they were interviewing, not interviewing, but they were talking to, like, this reporter that was down there. And she was just talking about how she had just spoken with somebody that, like, tried to wait it out for the second time. And he was, like, talking about how he, like, hasn't. Well, he hasn't done shit since the last hit, right? And he's like,
yeah.
He's like, I had tarps on my roof. And I'm like, how the fuck would you think that that's going to hold up against another one, you know? Ugh, stupid, man. It's crazy. I mean, it's one thing out of desperation. You got no fuck. But I mean, if you can, if you can fucking leave, God, by all means, fucking leave.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I see what they live in, you know.
Yeah.
Dude. Some people, oh, dude, a lot of them in fucking RVs.
Sure.
Trailers.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Absolutely no way. Yeah. Fucking guy spinning. And you know after a while of like the just spinning like that, you probably knocked himself out. You know what I mean? Like,
oh dude. Well, it looked like he was out.
Yeah.
It looked like he's
like he's, like, he's dead weight because his legs are just flailing out. Oh my god.
His fucking shoes, I couldn't stop.
I mean, that's no joke, dude. That fucking thing will snap your neck, you know?
Yeah.
Real easy.
Yeah.
Real fucking easy.
Oh my god.
My supervisor, he was already a pretty old guy when I was working there. Somebody turned the line on when he was trying to adjust one of the rollers that pushed the car, you know, and somebody accidentally turned the fucking line on him, and it fucking severed his finger off.
Whoa.
Yeah, he had to fucking go get it reattached. It was all fucked up and mangled, you know, like, but he had a finger. That's no joke, dude. All that equipment is like, you're talking like, you know, huge ass fucking motors, lots of horsepower running through that shit, you know? Did you cut out? I think I lost them.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. You faded out there.
Dude, those things move cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's a lot of... I'm watching The Sandlot here with my son.
The Sandlot?
Yeah, it's his favorite movie. I was just chuckling over it's the 4th of July scene where what's that kid's name? The fat kid?
Which one?
The fat kid. One that goes, "You're killing me, Smalls," or whatever, but he's like,
it's
the sun setting and they're running out to play a midnight game, not a midnight game, but a night game because all the fireworks and shit. And the kid's just running from table to table, just stuffing food in his face.
Hey, did you know that they had made a monument for James Earl Jones? And when they went to unveil it, like he was there.
Yeah.
He showed up for the unveiling. And they unveiled it like it's covered.
Yeah.
They pulled the cover and it said James Earl Ray.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
You know who that is.
Yeah. Isn't that the dude that killed Martin Luther King, right?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Isn't it?
Who fucked that up?
James Earl. I don't know. He had a laugh.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm sure it fucking. I know. Dude, I know.
Wow.
Imagine?
Yeah, that's fucked. That's real fucked.
It's fucked up. Of all the people,
James Earl Ray, get the fuck out of here!
Right?
Oh my god!
So, dude, these fucking people in there, dude, Bert Kreischer, this guy, dude. Six times he just fucking tweeted.
Tonight?
No, just now.
Oh.
Just now. Dude, when he sends a tweet, you can expect it to, because I got the notification set up for Twitter.
Yeah.
Dude, it'll go off. It doesn't say anything. If I open or if I show my, you know, notifications or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll say Bert Kreischer. I expect at least three more. For sure. Twitter,
so
he's a Twitter.
He opted out of the Sober October, right?
I think they all did.
I think Joe Rogan said he was going to do it, or he was doing it.
Did he?
I sent you that text, remember? And like
both of them were
like, "Yeah, I'm drinking right now." Oh, yeah. Oh, is that today? fuck.
Man. I don't know. Dude, that's a tough thing to go through.
Dude, my buddy said he's doing it right now. I just like every day I send him pictures of my trips to the liquor store.
Sober October?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he's doing that?
I guess what he told, he texted me, and I was like, okay, man, you know. I mean, it's for other reasons, I'm sure, because he gets heavy-handed with it, but I'm not trying to put his shit out of there. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, hey, that's cool, whatever, man, taking a break. But fuck, I don't know if I could do it. And I'm not a big drinker. I'm not a, you know, I don't smoke pot or anything like that anymore, really. You know, I dabble when I'm in Vegas on this and that and the other, but
sure.
You know, when the mood strikes, but beyond that, I still need a casual vice every now and then. Jesus Christ, you know what I mean?
Sure. Dude, absolutely.
You know,
one or two at a minimum.
At least a beer. Oh. At least a beer.
Oh, I saw that picture of the cigars that you sent me. Oh, dude.
The what?
It's been, I mean, the cigar. You sent me that
humidor. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said, I heard scars. I'm like, what?
Oh, my mouth started watering. When I saw it.
Dude, so I went, I don't know why I got a wild hair in my ass, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna order some cigars.
Yeah.
Well, a couple cigars turned into like, I mean, it's not a shit ton, but enough to like fill that little humidor, you know?
The humidor?
Yeah. So
it's been too long since I had a good one. Well, so I got a customer and he broke out. I don't even know what the fuck they were. I don't remember. Cigar.
Oh, you're talking like in a transformer voice right now.
Probably because they're calling.
It's like distorting some shit.
Is it?
Yeah, it was for a second.
I don't think that I can.
You sounded like fucking Megatron.
Did I?
Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't think I can do the do not disturb me, because whenever I put that on my phone, if I'm listening to music, I can't hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like it shuts everything off.
I just thought it was like, disabling like your notifications and shit like that.
That's what I thought too. Dude, I'll be listening to Amazon Music and it'll fucking...
And just cut it out?
Nope.
It's fucking...
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I can't hear anything. And you're nothing.
Booyaka. How's your trip back after being here?
Not bad. Got to work straight away.
Right on.
I've been picking up some customers.
You got that,
I've been pretty busy.
You got that Illinois thing done? That job? On the way back?
Yeah. There. So he actually, there was some other stuff he wanted to do too. At some point, I think probably maybe December time, I believe.
Yo.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, I don't know why I did that. But if it continues to do it, we're going to have to find a different way to fucking do this.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I don't know.
It just said you're done recording.
Was there like a limit?
It's supposed to be 2 hours.
That's fucking weird.
It's ridiculous. I'm making phone calls tomorrow. Not that I'd be able to get anybody on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So I got the tattoo.
Yeah, see that? That's great, man. It looks awesome.
And I'm telling you right now, shout out to Medusa's, because we were done at 40 minutes. We were done in 40 minutes. He did this in 40, right? The other one took 6+ hours.
Yeah.
And it looks so much better. So much better. Oh, my God.
It's awesome, dude. It was all in one shot.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, I was talking to the guy, and he's like, "Yeah, you know," because I told him what I wanted to do, and I think that he had probably got a, you know, a different interpretation of what I was saying, because he started explaining to me what I could do, and I was like, "Well, dude, that's exactly what I wanted to do." He's like, "Oh, good, we're on the same page." I was like, "Yeah, good thing." But I think I'm gonna change it up. I'm just gonna go straight up my arm. To my shoulder, and then started again below from my wrist back up to my shoulder, almost like you'd be reading a book, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was fast. It's pretty good.
Right on.
I was working on that food truck, for Lorenzo.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. Yeah, he wanted me to change some things around. So, and I had this appointment set, you know, and I'm like, shit, you know, I hated to leave, but I wasn't about to lose this appointment. Because the guy told me, he said, if it weren't for the hurricane, you would have to wait like 3 weeks. He's like, the hurricane really is the only reason I'm able to get you in on this day. And I was like, right on. There he goes again.
What? The beep?
Yeah, Bert Kreischer.
Oh, is that what it was?
Dude, he's tweeting again. Yeah.
Bert Kreischer is crashing the podcast.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
I heard like a beep. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's weird that the microphone, the microphone picks that up. Like you.
It is. I don't know why. How's the fam? Everybody's good?
Oh, yeah. They're good. We had a nice night tonight.
Works good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the old lady, she got them to allow for them to work back at home again for, like, just when she's doing that that triage position. Because there's absolutely no need to really be at the office for any reason. And it's also because like Milwaukee is they're taking a step back into like the COVID precautions again, because dude, our fucking cases are like skyrocketing over here.
Are you serious?
So we've like regressed back to a more stringent precautions or whatever, like they're limiting capacities again in the like restaurants and shit. So like the rule of thumb is like, you know, they want any business within reason to limit or to allow for remote work or reduction in force to the, you know, the extent possible. So like if somebody can do the same job from home, then let them do it from home. And so like, you know, unless she's actually actively seeing patients, the administrator side can just get done from home. So so that's kind of a relief, because that dude, like the 1 week where she went back like full on, it was like, kind of, what the fuck? It was like stressful, man, with the kids and everything else in school. Dude, the school thing is just like a mind fuck right now. Because, you know, I'm trying to do my thing. I have to work, you know?
Yeah,
at the same time, you feel this obligation of like, well, fuck, I got to make sure these guys are like kind of staying on task and everything else. And I'm like, fuck, dude.
You're pulled 6-7 different ways.
It's not like they're, you know, half of them are in the same class or some shit. Each one has a different fucking teacher. So it's like a whole different ball of wax for each one. I'm like, God damn it. You know? different fucking schedules, all kinds of shit.
When I was driving back, it made me, because, you know, I seen the kids on their computers. Yeah. I was like, it's difficult for them to maintain that focus. You know what I'm saying? I could see how it would easily be distracted.
Yeah.
Easily. Because they're at home. they're around their siblings, you know? And I was thinking, well, what if there was like what if there was an app where you could, because there's a lot of teachers out there, I'm sure, that are looking for work, you know? So what if there were an app that, you know, what's that one app? It's like a fucking, it's a babysitting thing. You know what I'm talking about? And I can't remember the name of it. But,
oh, like just
where, so it'd be something like that.
Like if you need one on the fly or whatever, they're already vetted and you just go through like a service. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of, except it'd be for teachers. Yeah. And they would have like the curriculum or the standard, you know, for wherever the area is. I was like, that seems like it might be a good idea because one, you know, you're getting employment, you know what I'm saying? Like people will have jobs. And two, you know, there wouldn't be, they'd have more, the kids would be more involved with what's going on as far as them, as far as school, know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Unprecedented sort of circumstance, you know? I mean, we have the capability, like, technology-wise, you know what I'm saying? But it's like...
Oh, sure.
Everything's kind of just being done on the fly because it's 100% all the fucking time, you know? And,
man, this...
It makes you fucking appreciate how much work that your teachers do, you know? Because I don't know how the fuck one can juggle 20 to 30 of these little bastards.
But see, that's another thing, too. That's a thing, too, is at that point, they wouldn't have to be, it wouldn't have to be a whole classroom of children, right? It'd be more of a one-on-one. I think that kids would be more inspired to want to learn things, depending on the teacher, of course.
Sure.
You know, you got some real assholes in there. And then bullying, you know, like if they're at home. So that's a, you know, that takes that factor out. That's one less thing you have to worry about.
No, for sure. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm an idiot. What do I know? I just come up with these dumbass ideas all the time. It makes me think. I mean, that was like the whole before our deployment.
Yeah.
You know, or not before our, not ours. So on my before my second tour, I had that idea because my nephews, well, then nephews, had to be carrying these bags with these books. So I tried to come up with an idea, and it was kind of like a tablet, or like it was more like a Kindle, pretty much, you know. And then, you know, I never went through with it.
And next thing you know, fucking Amazon and everybody else got one.
Dude, first one I saw was made by Sony, and that was a year and a half after, no, it was 2 years after I had that idea. Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, I don't know. I'm sure the idea is probably not unique. It's just whether or not the technology was there. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean,
at the time, no, it wasn't.
It was all about the
it wasn't.
Display panels, dude. Like, I think it was like Samsung or some shit was the major one that came up with all this shit, you know?
Was it Samsung? I think so.
Because even like on the iPhones and shit, they were making, I think it was Samsung for a while before Apple was making their own screens. Like basically, I think again, nothing is fact checked, but I want to say that it was something like Samsung or LG was making all the, like every smartphone's fucking display at one point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously that's before fucking.
Well, I remember
Apple blew up and fucking, you started doing like slave labor in China and all that bullshit. So.
Yeah. Slave labor.
I mean, it might as well be because fucking motherfuckers are, you know, motherfuckers are committing suicide and shit out of the factory in China. It's crazy. I know.
We'll work until they die. Like, they literally die.
If we don't make this goddamn iPhone 6 deadline, you just might as well commit seppuku. Dude, that's
dedication.
Ha 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 ha.
dedication, man.
Some shit.
Look, I've got a limit. I've got a limit, and it's not death. I shouldn't tell you say that much.
That's culturally insensitive because that's Japanese. We're talking China.
Is it? Oh. Yeah, I remember on my second tour, one of the guys had it was like an iPhone. It wasn't an actual iPhone. iPhoney, oh, I think is what he called it. Yeah, he called it an iPhoney. I was like, I don't even know what the fuck you, dude. I didn't know what an iPhone was because it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing.
I suppose.
Yeah, man, I had a.
Oh yeah, I think that was like 2007, right? When that bitch came out.
Yes.
Yeah,
dude, because that's when it deployed. 2007, 2000, into 2008. Yeah, it was just. No, what was that? November? No. Why can't I remember? Should we come back in February?
Yeah, I think it was a February.
I think we got to do. Fuck, I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, iPhoney. That's what we called it. And I was like, that's cute. It's cute. You been watching football?
A little bit here and there. I fucking fell asleep. Fell asleep watching the Packers game. Didn't keep you? On, what was that, Monday?
Where they play? Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. They,
I had money on that one.
Then I watched fucking Tom Brady pretend he doesn't know goddamn math. Oh, like, what the fuck is it? How do you freak? How do you... dude, that was like a Pop Warner football mistake. What do you mean? I thought it was fourth down.
It's the third quarter. Third down. He just put up his hand. Like, what? Like, what?
Dude, you had one job.
why are you pretending?
Yeah,
like
and why are you playing third down with less gusto than you would on fourth down? You're saving it on fourth down? Like, what the fuck? Why didn't you make a play on third down?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Tom Brady, that motherfucker needs to get his brain checked.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm pretty sure he can add up 50 million.
Right.
Pretty sure he can add that up.
Add 1 + 1, too, and it's Giselle Bundchen's titties bouncing in front of his face.
Fuck. How's the weather?
Yesterday was really warm. It was nice. It was like 81 Friday.
Whoa, yeah. What?
Or just a tad under 80. Yeah, it got pretty fucking hot. Actually, I turned the AC to take the humidity out. Wow. Yeah, yesterday. Really? Aiden took the dog for a late night walk last night. It was about 10:30 and it was still like fucking beautiful. The air was fresh and clear. Wasn't really humid or sticky like you would
really
in the middle of the fucking summer. It was not perfect, man. And then today it kind of dropped off about we're in these, but it was still really comfortable. Like we had a fire this evening and shit. It was nice sitting outside weather.
Yeah. It's the humidity is down. It's been real low. Oh yeah. And, it's been about the same temperature, 70s, 80s, you know? Oh, it's fucking wonderful. You take that humidity out, everything's crazy. Much better.
That's what I say. I couldn't live down there, dude, where it's fucking humid like that all the time.
In the 90%.
Fuck that.
Oh, my God. It's rough. It's rough. You walk outside and you're already sweating. Right off the bat. And the sun. Dude, the sun is a whole different animal when it comes to, you know.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know.
Here. That was something something my dad had said is, he's like, hey, make sure that, you know, you wax your car. He goes, look at my car. It's the sun's just, or he said, look at my truck. The sun's just eating it up. Paint. Oh, and it does. It does.
Bro, we're missing Saturday Night Live. Fucking Bill Burr is the special guest. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I can't watch that anyway.
No TV.
No TV.
This motherfucker.
I got nothing.
Dude, what is with our fucking president? What, dude?
Let's talk about that.
They checked his DNA, and it wasn't DNA. It was USA. What the fuck is that? And now he's getting fucking drugs. He's getting Regeneron.
USA.
What the fuck?
Hey, did you see that post? My new Trump mask.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
got that new Trump mask.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. When I saw that fucking video or on the news, right. Dude was on the news. He just takes off he stands there all like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. I have no idea. He takes his mask off, puts it in his pocket, and walks into the White House. Like, here we go. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
My dad thinks it's a farce.
I think it was a fake diagnosis. I don't think he actually contracted COVID.
COVID.
I don't know. I can't say that because like there's, I don't know. So many people at that fucking gathering were supposedly sick. One of them is like Chris Christie, and that motherfucker is like in real bad fucking shape. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And you would think as unhealthy of a motherfucker mm-hmm. as Trump is that he would have been affected just as bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, okay, they took his ass to Walter Reed, but your dude, he's out of the hospital in a week, supposedly, and bounces back. That no fucking way, dude. Like, that doesn't make any sense, you know?
Nope. Nope, and it doesn't make any sense that he's tested positive for COVID.
Because even he's going to take his mask off and walk in the mild cases are, you know, it's a lasting, prolonged kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they say 14-day quarantine, right?
There's an article that came out this week. Fucking Maynard from Tool and the Perfect Circle, and Pussifer. He finally revealed that he had fucking contracted it before everything kind of blew up. Like, he was on Tools on tour.
Really?
In February. No way. And he had gotten sick right away, and it turned out that it was fucking COVID. And he was talking about how he still has, like, he's over the main, like, illness. It has been, but he's got, like, what seemed to be permanent or like prolonged residual side effects from having been infected. Like, he still says he still has a really fucking like crazy cough, and he had like respiratory issues, and then he had like some like inflammatory problems that were almost like having gout or like really bad arthritis, like in his hands and shit, you know, because it causes like an autoimmune, it triggers like autoimmune. Really? Responses, and those are usually, you know, so like he was saying how he had to get all kinds of other treatment, and so this doesn't fucking go away, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, oh, I had a cold and now it's gone. It's like this shit fucks you up bad, you know?
Yeah.
But it's obviously pretty.
I had no idea,
because there's some people that are like asymptomatic the whole fucking time. They don't have any symptoms ever, but they're infectious, you know what I'm saying? And then there's some people that have mild cases where it's like, oh, I had a really bad cold that didn't go away for like 2 weeks, you know, is what it adds up to be for them. And then like there's some people that obviously like severe, like, you know, heart and lung and other problems and like you know, they're hospitalized, and obviously it kills people too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the most extreme cases, but I mean, there's still like an 80 some percent recovery rate overall. But even within that recovery rate, there's varying degrees of like being like long clean, term. You're good, and then being like, well, I'm gonna have permanent fucking issues for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? So I'm like, dude, the fucking risk, by any margin is not fucking worth it. So like, I don't get why the people are so fucking hot in the pants to say, oh, you know, it's time to open up back schools and businesses and bars and all this bullshit. It's not going to do shit for the economy, because things are going to get worse again. There's already signs that it's getting worse again. My state is a clear fucking picture of that, you know, like, you know, and it's like, you know, you get these hardline motherfuckers that are saying, oh, you're fucking with my freedom. I can't wear a mask. Motherfucker, you know, you're the same goddamn idiot doesn't want to wear a fucking seatbelt, you know, fuck you, you know, and that. It's like, I don't give a fuck. It's one thing you don't want to wear your goddamn seatbelt, right? Because if you fucking get fucked up in a car accident, that's just your ass. But if your ass isn't wearing a mask and you infect me, you know, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So like, fuck your whatever freedom you think people are taking away from you, you cocksucker. Like, you know, that's just asinine fucking behavior. Asinine behavior, and it's perpetuated by this fucking cock smoker fucking Clementine orange looking piece of shit with a gold rust mop on top of his fucking face. Fuck that cocksucker. I get pissed off thinking about this shit. And dude, did you see that? There's a video meme. I'll send it to you. It's a meme of Pence. He's like kind of has a weird, like, it's weird. It's his face. He's staring at Trump while Trump is talking, right? Because he's standing next to Trump, and it's shot from the profile of Trump, like, looking direct at a camera, and you just see, like, from what would be Trump's peripheral almost, is, like, Pence kind of just, like, has his head turned, and, like, he's making, you know, he's... You know, like you would when somebody's talking, your attention diverts to them. But like his face is not just like I'm paying attention to what he's saying. It's like he's sitting there with a big ass spoon, and he's just like in, you could see the wheels turning in his brain. Like he's just eating up whatever the fuck he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, like he's just buying into every word that Trump is saying. So it's like he's like enamored almost, you know? Like I'm trying to describe how the read on his face looks when you're just watching him stare at Trump, basically. And you're like, what is wrong with this sick fuck? You know, like, but and you don't hear the dialogue because what they've done is they overdubbed it with lyrics from Nine Inch Nails' Closer, right? So it's like, you know, you let me violate you and all that shit. And you just see his face getting like more intense, like excited about Trump, you know? So they really like sexualized it, which is, it's hilarious, you know? You know, like, you let me complicate you. Not literally he has a spoon, but I'm saying like imagine somebody like could do no wrong for somebody, and the person's just completely like, you know, like, oh my god, this guy shits gold bricks, I love this, you know, like, just, you know what I mean, like he's just such you know,
he looked up to him.
It's like, oh my god, it's sickening, it's kind of disgusting, you know.
You can see
by the look on his face as if you were just sitting there like just lapping it up, you know, like an excited ass dog, like, you know what I mean, like, fuck, disgusting, you know, disgusting. Yeah. And what was that debate? Dude?
You know,
dude had a fly on his head. How do you not fucking, you know?
I didn't watch it. I knew I would it'd take it down a peg for me, this nation. if I watched it. I mean, not that my opinion really matters all that much, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I knew what it was going to be, and it was sure. It was as I expected, you know, with all the comments, all the tweets, and
show.
I couldn't do it. Did you know DraftKings
did
draft? That DraftKings did a fucking
really?
A thing for the debate.
No, I didn't know this.
Yes. So Richard, a buddy of mine down here, was telling me, he's like, yeah, they're doing a draft. It's almost like, you know, like who's going to have, I think it's more talk time. Who's going to have better points made? They actually had a thing, because he was telling me that he's like, are they going to shake hands when they walk out? Like, you could actually bet on that. But he goes, I don't know why they did that, because you could look on Google and it says that they were not going to shake hands because of COVID. It was a set thing, you know? But it was crazy to me that they turned it into something else than what it should be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not even talking about necessarily DraftKings themselves, but
well, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's the we've cheap, it's because of the people involved currently, and the fact that we have this system that is fucking rigged, you know, it's rigged no matter
something
who or what party is in office, dude. You know what I mean? It just really is.
Yeah.
And I think we've become so like desensitized, you know, kind of like what fucking next, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of the attitude, you know,
more bullshit.
So now it's not like,
it's going to be more bullshit.
Make it a fucking game. You know what I mean? Like you might as well fucking have some fun with it. Because why, you know,
I
like, because it's almost like we've already consigned ourselves to being of the notion that it you know, it kind of really doesn't fucking matter anymore because we can't change it. You know, it's always going to be kind of out of our control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just, we can just maybe stare it a little bit way or this way or the other. But, dude, really... As long as motherfuckers that have all this wealth can completely influence the political process,
money.
It doesn't fucking
money.
Matter who votes. It doesn't fucking matter.
That's dude. That's exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
Why,
because,
that's exactly why I don't.
The
point, really,
it's always going to get undermined by this, you know, capitalist kind of flow and control of information and policy, you know what I mean? Like it's a bought and paid for fucking system, dude, and it's people with exclusive power and control that basically have their hands on the wheel, you know what I'm saying? Like and we're living the most
it hasn't like,
obscene version of that, you know, in our history, because it used to be like we always knew it was there, and it's like behind the scenes, and there were still like these good stewards of the government dollar and politicians that were still like, you know, trying to kind of play by the rules, if you will. But now it's just like a slap in the face, and like, you know, it's rigged. Why are we even gonna front anymore? Like, fuck it, you know. Like, and you know,
it hasn't been influenced by the.
And but the problem with this administration really now is because like this guy is like, you know, at least we were for a while. It seemed like we were living in a country that was kind of like, you know, making some progress, I guess. I don't even really know if that can be said with a straight face, because, you know, we're both as adults, we're, you know, we spent our early 20s in fucking Iraq, you know what I'm saying? So like we saw Bush Jr. Come into office and everything that came with it, with the global war on terror and I, you know, enduring freedom and Iraqi freedom and all that shit. Like we, and it's like, you know, you can't, if you have a little bit of knowledge, you read some books, you read some newspapers, you know, you might have taken some college classes or whatever, you paid attention in high school, you can't ignore the fact that, you know, the dominoes of everything that we've done 30 years prior to the fucking 9/11, you know what I'm saying, we're setting that up, you know what I'm saying, like we make moves,
yeah,
you know, for whatever you want to call it, being done in the name of nation building or if it's manifest destiny or whatever fucking you want to call it throughout the history of this country, we always have a way of pissing one group off, making an enemy and or making a friend and then turning our back when it's convenient or when it's no longer profitable for us or when we've used someone or something to, you know, get our agenda across, you know, or to poke at a different, you know, political entity or country or make sure this leader doesn't come to power. You know, we set up these dominoes, man, that stay stable for so long until we get careless or too, you know, bold in our political maneuvering and they come back to bite us in the ass, you know? So it's like we can't ignore our history, yeah, man, you know? And it's not all about red, white, and blue, fucking America's the greatest country ever. It's like, dude, we've made fucking mistakes. We are imperfect, you know? Well, I don't get why more people don't acknowledge this shit, you know? They just want to buy into this fucking notion of patriotism that's been fucking
narrow-mindedness
read to them off the back of a goddamn cereal box. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking absurd, man. It's absurd. It's absurd the level of, like, how fucking stupid. You know that movie Idiocracy, dude? I've never thought that that was... I never thought that we could... ever come close to that. And like I swear every time you turn on the fucking TV it's a cutting room floor scene from that fucking movie, you know what I mean? Like it's like I like our version of our reality isn't even good enough to have made that fucking movie because it's so absurd, you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying my God. Mike Judge was on the nose with it?
In the eye, and it stings. You know? you know, like, it's absolutely fucking asinine, the shit that is happening right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's fucking crazy, dude. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's why they make it. That's why I want to pay attention. Seriously, and it's constantly, no matter what direction it's coming from,
right,
it's just getting thrown in your face, you know. Even all banter talk with, you know, we live by it. That's what it's.
Well,
it's always coming. And just like fuck. Well,
the thing,
I want to
think it all. Is the thing about of like everything that's going on right now is, I mean, it's fucking exhausting. If you try to pay attention and keep up, it's exhausting, dude. And a lot of times it's not worth it because then you feel like, I'm spending way too much time worrying about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to get all riled up and be passionate about an agenda, you're like, yeah, you know, fuck that. That's wrong. We should go protest, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's noble. That's great. You know, but like, does anybody really fucking have the time right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, because things are so like upended and upside down right now. It's fucking hard, dude. It's hard for anyone to be that engaged and to kind of like not realize that it's going to come at some cost. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to forego some shit that should probably be getting done in your own personal life, or you know, you're putting yourself at risk by going to a protest or, you know, and I'm not saying people don't need to be aware or engaged. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of hard to be, you know what I mean? It's not like the radicals, like 60s mm-hmm. or whatever. It's not like mm-hmm. the fucking civil rights movement or protesting against the goddamn Vietnam War, you know, because even back then, like when our, you know, my parents were kids and their older siblings were kids or teenagers or serving in Vietnam, like all that time frame, like they, you know, back home, you motherfuckers had it, you know, unless you were part of the group that was being, you know, you had to fight for your civil rights yourself. Like, you know, if you weren't, you know, black or, you know, Hispanic or depending where you were in the country and what was going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had a pretty privileged fucking life to be someone that said, you know, I'm going to get involved now. And now I'm going to, you know, I feel like now it's like everyone is affected to some degree. You know, there's groups that still have it a lot worse than others. But I feel like we're living in a time right now where just there's so much fucking going on that everyone's got some kind of like crazy, you know, like just something is going on in your life or the world around you that is just beyond your control. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just intense, you know, whether it's goddamn, you know, wildfires or hurricanes or fucking, you know, police persecution or, you know, like it's just whatever you want, you know, you can point at 1,000 fucking things right now. And it's the human condition is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? It really is, dude. It's really fucking crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It, well.
Now, not really just our country, though, but the look world. At what people, you know, like, just everybody right now is fucked.
Well, yeah. A lot of that derives from our country, doesn't it?
You know? It's weird. It's fucking weird, man.
So, not to change it up too much, I had a conversation a few days ago, and I can't remember what we were talking about exactly, but led up to this. Curiosity. All right. So listening to Tom and Bert's podcast. And, well, what it was really about was when Tom did a podcast with Leanne and how he was how they were talking about, you know, Bert is almost like childlike. And they were talking about how he's curious, you know, because kids are curious. And I was like, oh, I can see, you know, like there's a lot of things that I'd be curious about, you know? And one of the things was something that you'd try, or at least would had thought about maybe trying that you hadn't done before. Yeah. And is there anything that you can think of that you want to try that you haven't done that you'd be curious about? Is there?
Fuck.
Is there anything?
I mean, I could say some bullshit like a fucking orgy or some shit.
Okay, and so listen, right. Sex. The sex is what you went to, right? So mine was
what?
Post-op surgery. Sex was
wait, post-surgical sex? What are you talking about?
No. Post-op sex. So, okay. You don't know what it's like to have an orgasm like a woman, right? But so pretty much what it was like what it would be like to have sex with somebody who's post-op.
Okay.
That was mine.
But like what kind of surgery?
That's what I would be curious. What are you talking about? That's my curiosity. Well, oh, so the surgery from male to female.
All right. Yeah, gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, for what would that be like?
Them or you?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
For who?
No.
How would it feel like? What would, do you think it would be like the real thing?
No, I don't know. It'd be like fucking an armpit or something, I think.
What is, an armpit?
I don't even know anything about that procedure. Like, how do they do it? Is it because there's no, like, the thing is like there's no true anatomy. Like, there's no fucking cervix or anything. There's no, like, they make a vagina, but it's not like it doesn't. I'm just saying, I don't know if it has the same, you know, if it's the same texture. Like, is it the same kind of
feel?
Anatomy that's being used? You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good question.
And then
that's,
it's like,
that's do the they curiosity even, part,
like,
right?
You know, like, can they lubricate like a woman would? I don't think so. Like, what the fuck? You know, like,
don't know.
That's bizarre. No, I'm
so
just saying.
Buy some lubrication?
Fuck, I don't know. What was that? Wasn't there a movie with that?
Weird as fuck.
It wasn't the. Was it the Crying Game or some shit?
I have no idea. Was there?
The chick had a dick.
Oh.
Fucked a pussy and it was like a shallow pussy because it was a sex change pussy. I don't know. Maybe I dreamt that. I don't know.
Was it?
I'm not trying to disparage anyone that's had a sex change in any way, shape, or form. I just don't know. I don't know shit about it.
Oh. I'm just, it's something I'd be curious about. That's my curiosity.
If we're talking just pure, like, animalistic,
I definitely
curiosity,
wouldn't wipe my...
like, no consequences involved, like, just all hypothetical. No, I'm just saying, just
well,
all
sure.
Just putting it out there. You know, just anything goes, right? Murder. Yeah.
Oh. So I told you about the game?
No, what are you talking
I told
about
you about
the game.
About the game. Okay, so I had come up with this idea for a game. All right. This is a while ago, dude. This is before my second deployment. So it's like a VR. Obviously, then the technology.
That seems to be a common theme in your
it'd be fully
your forays as an inventor.
Isn't it? I don't get it. Well, maybe I'm ahead of my time.
Look
at Nikola Tesla, right?
Yeah.
So look, this is what it is. Oh God. Maybe we should stop talking. Nikola Tesla. So listen, it's called Serial. This is the idea I had.
Hey bro, they invented
Serial.
That a long
listen,
time.
Listen. It's did they? No, not like this, dude. Not like this. Okay, so I was talking with Gabby about this, and it would take a lot. It would take a lot to really do this. When you get into this game, you have a decision. You can either be a detective or you can be a serial killer. Now, everybody in the game, it would be completely coincidental. So there'd actually be people, right? And so let's just say you chose to be a serial killer. Now it's all real time. All right. Real time. You are this person and you decide what kind of people it is, you know, that you want to kill, because obviously serial killer, it's a certain kind of attributes about whoever it is that you're killing. So you commit these murders, and the people that got into this game that chose to be detectives have to solve those crimes. So however it is that you do that, and it's all real time. So when you're in there, whatever's going on, like, you could be busted at any point in time, right? And they're hunting you. They're hunting
That's
you.
That's pretty wild, man.
That was my idea. And I got it. I got that idea from because I was watching Dexter. I actually had pitched the idea. I didn't pitch the idea. I was telling a friend about the idea, and she was like, "Well, they already did that." And I was like, "What they did?" She's like, "Yeah, they came up with that idea in Dexter." And so that's I started watching the show, and I was like, "Well, it's not really quite the same
Well,
thing
sure.
as what I was thinking, you know."
But I could see the how the comparison would
But
be drawn.
that was
Yeah.
my that was the yeah. So I had yeah, I was talking with Gabby about this game. She's like, "Oh, you should do it." And I was like, "Do you know what it would take?" Because I'm talking about everything is the exact same. The only thing different is obviously the people that are in it. So you could be like walking down the sidewalk and you'd see people, cars are
Yeah.
driving by. Everything's
Kind of like
just
the
like it
fucking
would be
Matrix when they go into the
in the real
simulation or
world.
whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's what I was saying. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm just a guy that works on RVs.
Yeah.
Kidding me? You know what that would take?
Well, what do you think about
Seriously?
that? The,
The
is
kind
it
of networking you'd have to do? No, there's no way.
Elon Musk keeps like toting some fucking brain implant shit? Right? Something like that. I don't know if it's like a AI
Oh,
augmentation
yeah,
shit
they're
or whatever the fuck.
early. It's not necessarily. It's not really AI. It's more like, well. So the initial reason is to help people with
But I'm
brain
saying
injuries,
if you could pull that off, it's just a matter
and
of like now it's
they're
like
putting
you
a
gotta go
computer
from
in.
Windows 95 to XP or some shit.
Windows 95.
Yeah,
I haven't heard
whatever
about
they got it. What
XP
is
in
it?
forever.
Office. Well, I don't want to say Office
So you're saying I should
365
pitch
because who
it? Should I
knows what
pitch
that
it
is.
to
It might
Eli?
just become programs like will cease
Eli.
to exist. Elon.
Elon. That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Elon Musk. Should I pitch it to Elon? Be like,
Yeah, it's a terrible fucking name.
dude, what a name, huh? Is it?
What is it?
And you heard what he named his kid
Lear?
after a jet? I don't remember. No, it's not Lear. That
747
was Concorde.
Concorde.
It's Concorde. Dude, great man, though. I'll tell you what, he's doing a lot of shit. He's doing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He's that whole the
Who
whole tunnel thing.
who's he? Is he
That was
married
something I
to
thought of.
Grimes or he's just the that's the baby's mama? She's that weird little like
That's
electro
the baby's
pop.
mama, I believe.
Experimental chick, yeah.
Is she?
He would
Yeah,
say
he said
partner.
partner, so I'm not
He
really for
would.
sure
He
if
has a
he, well, he
weird,
didn't say why.
creepy look to him, that
Yeah.
motherfucker. You know, he reminds me. He reminds me of the
Doesn't
who was the little crony henchman to the Undertaker on wrestling? You remember the Undertaker?
What? I have
He
no
had
idea. Not,
like
I
a
mean, I
hype
remember
man. He
Undertaker,
was a
but I don't
weird
know who
little
that. I
fucker.
don't know his crony.
He was like real pasty looking, weird mustache.
I don't know who he is.
For some reason, that's who comes to mind when I see Elon Musk.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture
You think about Elon
of the
Musk?
guy.
Really?
A
You know what
shit
I
ton of
think of?
money.
You know what I think of when I see Elon Musk? Is that and Elon Tusk
You know,
from
that's a
Rick and
show I've
Morty.
never watched or gotten into. And I've heard it's a great show.
Really?
I'll start watching that
It
shit.
is. It is a great show. And then Roiland did he did another one called Solar Opposites. And man, that shit is hilarious. It is hilarious.
Did you?
He was the
You
lemon
saw that, right?
grab.
The one, the meme with the death playing the claw machine. And he's like, "Come on, Donald Trump, come on, Donald Trump." Oh, fuck. Eddie Van Halen.
He's come on, Trump. Fuck. What's
No.
weird is that he didn't get the pick, right?
Yeah.
It just
Oh,
came to
ain't that a
be.
bitch?
Fucking Elon Musk.
Elon, some water and
What
a
are you
bunch of
drinking on
beer
right now?
earlier. Hydrating.
Water.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? You didn't drink it for the night?
Fuck. Run to the refrigerator.
Run tomorrow?
Run to the toilet.
Dude, how's
what
furniture? How's that furniture working? Everything's good?
Oh, like everything. Yeah. No.
The furniture
I
I
told
fucking
Dad
put
say about the
together.
fiasco with the couch. Because I ordered a couch for the basement for the
No.
Movie room. That shit, that, well, I ended up canceling the
Yeah.
order and getting
No,
my
you
money
didn't
back
tell me
because I
that.
was pissed off. They were dicking around. It was, dude, so we ordered this thing in
With
fucking
what?
June, and it was like, well, okay, you know, COVID-19, shipping, manufacturing, all this other bullshit. It's not going to be ready till some shit, right? It was like July. Then it was August. And then it was September, you know? And finally, like the day we're supposed to get it,
Still no
the
furniture.
fucking truck driver, the delivery guy calls me. He goes, like our truck's on fire or some shit. And I'm like, what? He goes, you know, the engine compartment's
What?
smoking, you know, where he's like, I don't think we're going to be able to make it to your house. He's like, kind of just want to see if we can go back to the warehouse or whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And he made it all sound like we're gonna get it on the truck tomorrow and drop it off first thing. Well, nobody fucking calls me the next day. So I get all pissed off and I start calling and can't get anybody in the store for some reason. So I call their like customer service number and then the national number, and some chick, like, she pisses me off because she like does like a cold transfer to the store, and I'm like, bitch, I just told you nobody answering the fucking phone at the store, you know? So I go through the whole fucking bullshit again to get a hold of somebody, and this time I said, look, don't fucking transfer me to the goddamn store unless it's a warm handoff and you got somebody on the goddamn line, you know? You're talking to a fucking human being, right? Because I'm sick of hearing Brett Favre's voice on the automated response. No, or whoever the fuck, you know. And so finally I get in touch with somebody, and then they're like, oh, you know, nobody put any notes about what happened with the delivery, blah blah blah. They're like, we'll call you back, we gotta reach out to the warehouse
because,
you know, it's the store, and then they have like the delivery warehouse, so it's separate operation, right? And to make a long story short, then it was like, okay, we don't know what the fuck is going on with your couch. And I'm like, so where is it? They're like, well, it may have been restocked, and then it went out with the next order for the next person that was waiting for that model. I'm like, get the fuck. I'm like, get the fuck.
Are you kidding
and
me?
Then I, so then I said, fuck it. I want my goddamn money back.
Are you
Because then she was like,
me?
Well, we can get you two pieces like tomorrow, and then the other two are on back order going back to December.
Nah.
And I'm like, go get
Nah.
fucked smartly, you know? So, like, I was over and done with this shit, dude. I'm like, fuck you. Give me my goddamn money back. Thanks for wasting my goddamn time, you know? Yeah.
Smart.
So, you know. So after I told him to go fuck a hat, you know, I... You know, so whatever, we're still trying to figure that out. So I thought that's what you're talking. I thought your question was in reference
he's
to
still
like,
working on it,
because I thought I told you that next week the couch is coming.
Oh, the couch.
Any fucking way.
You didn't.
No, everything else
hey,
is good to go.
My
man.
Medicine never
bedroom
showed up.
Sets and
my
all that bullshit that we got up. That's great. It's working out. Everybody's happy. No,
hey,
here.
My medicine never showed up there, did it?
Oh, that's fucking weird. No,
supposed
I didn't get
to,
shit.
It was supposed to when I was there. Yeah. Because I was talking to VA about it, and I was talking to Eva. And she's like, oh, I'll get it, you know, doctor, whoever. And she was like, yeah, it should be there by Wednesday, I believe is what it was. So Wednesday comes around, obviously not there.
Oh,
and it's still not there. I ended up getting it here. which is weird. I don't know, but they were supposed to send it there. That's what I was asking.
It's stupid.
Like, I didn't know what was going on with it.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a hair in my ass.
Just one?
Yeah, listen. Oh,
which one?
Dude, I've been thinking about that fucking sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm almost done with that bottle, man. It's a great bottle. Yeah.
Man, that.
Shaquanda's?
What's that? What's it called? I can't remember.
Shaquanda's.
Is it? I'm going to order it.
Dude, yeah, no, it's a great hot sauce, man.
It was so good. So good. I bought. So obviously, I didn't remember what it was called. I probably should have texted you, but I ended up getting some sauce at the fucking store.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm regretting it just because it's not what I want it to be.
Yeah, no, it's a good flavor profile.
Man, that shit was so good.
It's pretty much like in anything, everything kind of sauce.
Yeah.
It goes well pretty much on anything. I got, yes. So that.
Yes.
I think right after you left, I got a new box. I
bought some chicken.
From that subscription. And there's one that's, it's good, but it's like, it's fucking hot. And it's kind of, it has a very unique flavor.
Is it?
So it's one of those, like, it's only going to kind of go with certain types of things. Cause it's a ghost pepper bourbon sauce. Yeah, it's really good. It's fucking hot as hell.
Really?
But it's not like obnoxious.
Been having a
like
hankering.
That constrictor shit, man. That they gave us. Like, that shit just ruins your gut, you know?
I can still feel the heat. I can still feel the heat. Oh, yeah, yeah. It messed me up.
Like,
after I got
after
back
if
here.
I can't eat it. If I eat too much of that, I take a shit.
I'm not trying
to
turn anybody off the podcast.
Because there's like, you get so much hot, you got so much hot gas coming out of your ass.
I'm telling you.
It burns all everything.
Every time, every time I take a shit, man, I'm blowing horn.
Paint peelers, man. Paint peelers.
And it's three times a day. And it's just,
you're peeling paint.
Oh, God.
You're peeling paint.
Oh, it's peeling something.
Yeah.
Lining. Yeah. Dude, it was. But that fucking. Man, that sauce. With that. Oh, that was good. I'm going to order it for sure.
Put a TV in the bedroom today. Yeah.
Did you?
It's the same
one
that is in
get?
The basement, just the 55 inch. Yeah, so another Bravia.
Really? So nano?
Well, I like how this
no
one
nano
looks.
Cell.
This one looks pretty good. Yeah, so I fucking
I
just,
looked great.
I went with the same model.
I did. Why aren't you doing a projector?
I will.
Actually, that's what that basement needs, bro.
This
what are you
big
gonna do
fucker
with the TV downstairs?
Here? Shit, I don't know. I'm talking like 10 years from now, eventually. when the technology is like cheaper.
10 years?
The projector or the TV?
You think it'll last? Fucking better.
I'm sure it'll last.
TV.
Well,
the projector's
I don't know,
always gonna be
TVs
available.
Now, like they don't have as long as of a,
don't have a
shelf life, you know?
Dude, this TV I got, it's a Scepter.
Oh, yeah.
When I bought my car, they're giving away TVs. Thing is going great. No problems. No problems.
What's you don't have internet, do you? Like real
Scepter.
Shitty internet?
It's shitty. Yeah, I'm looking into getting satellite. That's all I can get. Yeah, I can't get anything. I called AT&T. In I think it was June, and they tried to come out, but they told them no, it's not happening because they're gonna have to dig
oh,
up
shit.
And put lines in. So I could get AT&T, but the owner's like, nah, it's not happening. So I'm going to have to get satellite. Which sucks because storms a lot down here, you know?
A lot of storms. Yep.
And you know how satellite goes. It sucks that I'm going to have to do that. That's because, you know, the area I'm in is a dead zone. Jesus, God, fucking dead zone. I mean, cell phone reception is horrible.
So it's decent where you're at right now.
It is what it is
today. Well, I mean, not like where it gets all. Well, not like
where other it than it's breaking when
you can tell it's a signal problem. I think just maybe the app or your phone or something crashed.
I think it was the app because nothing's changed in an hour. Well, it's been an hour.
And I'm in the basement right now because I try not to talk so loud. But down here, it's pretty good. I can watch a movie pretty loud and they won't hear.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Well, really?
I'm not like
even with the
full system on blast, but loud enough for that I'm like getting the full effect and you know.
Sure.
They don't hear because they're on the second floor. You know.
That sounds.
That sounded
good.
I forget what I was watching. Oh. I was watching something with Jessica, and she hadn't really sat down here with me to watch a movie. And she was like, "Who's talking?" And I'm like, "Nah, it's just background noise. Like, that's the rear speakers, you know." Oh, I was like, I think somebody broke into the house.
No, you know? Who is that? What the fuck? Yeah. What did we buy here? It's haunted. Some haunted shit.
Oh, man.
Voices, hearing voices.
Watching John Wick again.
You got a great place, man.
The third one.
Are you? Is it one of those ones?
For some reason,
you can always.
I kind of feel like any Keanu Reeves action movies like that, you can just put it on, like the Matrix or something.
When are they supposed to come out with that new
Matrix?
Is
that even going to be any good?
I don't know, dude.
It's kind of feel like that is already come and gone. I say that because like when it came out, like
when did they come out with the Matrix?
The weird camera, multi-camera shots, and all that shit was like, that was all like new.
Where they're dodging a bullet,
and it was like,
oh yeah,
and it was a fairly unique kind of. It was a kind of a fairly
more than 20
story,
years ago.
But now, like, dude, they can do everything with,
CGI. Like the second fucking Cameron Crowe movie. What is that? What's that movie? I think it's Cameron Crowe. Isn't it Cameron Crowe?
Oh,
Cameron who?
Terrible fucking movie. Avatar.
Cameron, they're supposed to be doing this. Dude, that was 90% CGI.
And it was 90% shit, too.
I'm not 100% on that.
I was like, well, okay. Yeah. I get it.
You don't like it?
I don't know, man.
You don't like the Sigourney?
I just couldn't get into it. It was like too much hype or something. Maybe it was like all the hype ruined it for me or something. I don't know. I mean, okay, it was a movie. Cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my God, this is the greatest fucking movie ever. Is it Cameron Crowe? Is it Cameron Crowe?
I've been recently watching a lot of older ones.
Sounds like a weird fucking name. Who the fuck is Cameron Crowe?
I think so.
I thought it...
Cameron Crowe, he did Vanilla Sky.
I thought it was the fucking dude that did like Terminator and Aliens and the other Cameron.
Oh God, what's that?
Yeah,
the other Cameron, not the other Crowe, not Russell.
Who?
How about that dude?
Beast.
Russell Crowe. He blew Bloached out.
Why is it making weird noise?
What's going on there? What are you doing with your phone? What's going on?
Like what? Tappity tap tap tap.
Yeah.
James Cameron, dude. James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Yeah, he's the one who did Terminator.
James Cameron. Is it James Cameron?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the wrong Cameron. Yeah. Wait, he didn't.
Did he not
do Alien?
One of them, no.
No.
Ridley Scott.
That was Scott. That was
Did he do the second one, Ridley or Scott. Did Ridley Scott do both of them?
Yeah. I think Ridley Scott did all of them.
Fincher did three.
Look it up.
And it bombed. David Fincher.
Who did three? Dude, that was
who? What now? Alien 2? Wasn't it just called Alien?
The Alien movies. I'm pretty sure that was all written.
Nope. Yep. James Cameron.
It was,
bro.
Well, it was Alien. Well then.
Yeah, I think he did the first one too.
He did two. I thought Ridley Scott was all of it. Well, he did Prometheus. Oh, what an amazing movie!
Oh, see, okay, so he did. Prometheus he was did an amazing the first one. Ridley Scott. He did Alien, but Aliens was James Cameron.
So he did.
Yeah, Prometheus, but I didn't see the one that came after that.
That was it was just like any other Alien movie.
Was it like a sequel to
I really
Prometheus,
expected
though?
More from it. I can't remember what it's called. Yes. Yeah, but it dropped the ball on that for real. I was
no, Prometheus was Prometheus was good. I feel like they could
and they turned
I feel like Prometheus was good enough to just that takes you right into Alien.
Yeah, there could have been with the whole engineer thing. I think they could have played it on that more for sure. There was a whole nother story they could have went with, but they went right back to the fucking Alien thing, and it was just like,
really?
Joshua loved it. He's all about it. Oh yeah, yeah. I let him watch it. Are you kidding me? He's growing up. He's coming into his own. He's 12. He's 12. He's 12. Love the kid. I talked to him today. He's hanging out with my nephew. Yeah. Oh, you should hear some of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Definitely won't talk about it on the podcast, but yeah, it's bad, dude. Hmm. Yeah, it's not good. Not good.
All right.
Something I definitely have to talk to you about offline for sure. It's because I hear a lot of things.
That's no good.
God damn.
Yeah.
What happened? None. None good.
Right on.
They are. I got a picture from my mom. Mm-hmm. she took Joshua to a soccer game. And she keeps laughing. She's like, he's standing there with his hands to his sides. I was like, what are you? I didn't understand what she's talking about. I was like, take a picture and send it to me. And she's like, yeah, and she's laughing. I said, wait, okay. I said, hold on. Is he goalie? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. And she sends me this picture. And it's like, it's a picture of him way off in the distance. What? And he's literally just saying, like he's bored. Like he's bored. He's standing there, just hands to his sides. Just standing
he's
there.
He's playing goalie? Like,
yeah, he's not in the game.
Oh, gotcha.
He's got a good team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they alternate, you know? He's decent. He's decent. He's a good baseball player, that's for sure. He is good. I told him when I was still up in Indiana, I told him, I went up and he was having some issues. He was up to bat. Or no, he was waiting to go up. And I told him, I said, hey man, when you go up there, I said, slow the ball down. Slow the ball down with your mind. I was like, just when you see it coming, slow it down. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, just give it a try. And dude, I'm telling you right now, yeah. He cranked that fucker. He was like, oh, I can't believe that worked. And I was like, why wouldn't it? You have complete control of what's going on when that ball's coming at you. It's all you. When that pitcher lets go of that ball, I was like, bro, it's yours. He was super excited.
That's awesome, man.
I love seeing that smile.
Yeah, the boys are doing pretty good, but this nothing. We didn't do tell you shit what. This year because of everything, you know. Yeah.
Well, no.
Dude, it blows COVID? My mind. They're letting motherfuckers play sports right now. Well, like I mean, it's I can see it on the professional level because they can control it, but I'm talking about like kids and high school shit, and you know, it's ridiculous. Children.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Cam Newton got it. You see that?
No shit.
Cammy Cam. Yeah. For New England. Yep. He got it. They postponed the game.
Wow.
And he's still out.
Yeah, damn.
A lot of COVID cases in the NFL. I heard about
sure.
NBA too.
Well, you know.
But no, it's crazy.
Just, like I said, man, there's too many fucking people, you know? Like, all it takes is one asshole to not, you know, acknowledge that he's not feeling well or something. And, dude, you infect a whole fucking room of people, and it's just exponential. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Well, yeah.
It's a fucking hard virus.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Scary shit. Scary shit.
So, what's the plan?
No.
You talk to Coop?
I like how he's part of this. I don't know. I'll try
to have his number.
I'm off the next couple of days, so we'll see.
Yeah,
I guess it's
are you?
Rape and pillage day. Rape and pillage day on Monday.
Ramadan?
I mean Columbus Day.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And then I just took off Tuesday to make it a 4-day weekend. Rape so. And pillage. Yeah.
Fuck it. We gotta. I guess we have to let him know.
But I, dude, half the jokes that I right? think he'd be involved in, I don't know if we can put on the air anymore.
Dude,
I guess.
Fuck it. That's where I'm at with it.
I guess. Fuck it. It is. We made it happen.
Hey, this is episode
Hopefully
three.
Hopefully, this sounds this a lot episode better three. Than anything else.
We got three in.
Before we this. Did.
Oh, it sound well, except for my.
Yeah, I don't even know if that was just Optimus Prime voice. I could hear that, or if that was actually recorded.
We'll see. I guess we'll see. Hey, we had
that's it.
Five listens on the second episode until
oh, yeah?
until today.
Oh shit!
It jumped up to nine. We got nine.
There you go.
I'll post it. I'll post it. And hopefully people will want to give a shit. Hopefully.
Doesn't
not
need
that
to be. It just,
talk about really
just needs to be somewhat
just a couple of cocks.
Captivating and entertaining. Yeah.
Entertaining.
If we can waste your mind and take your mind off of beating your wife and kids.
All the bullshit? your wife and
you
kids?
Know,
or
doing
politics.
That last,
God damn.
You know. CC a heroin, you know, snorting that, put you in the hospital. Jesus you know, if we can help prevent anything that's just a little bit too much,
we're here for you. We're here for you.
You know,
yeah.
Got
the towel and the stools
yeah,
waiting.
Climb off the ladder, take the rope off your neck, and just relax.
Get off the ledge. Right, shut the window, have a
put
drink.
Put it down. You've played with it far too much today. Let it breathe.
I never went, and I'm apologizing if you're listening, Ciders, but I never stopped in to see her. I was going to, obviously, because the job was close, you know. She was like, oh, that would have been badass if you just showed up. Obviously not at the hour I was actually at her house. After you said that, I was like, yeah, that is kind of fucking creepy. Just fucking there. I was just there. Hey, working. Bounty hunting, dude. It's called working.
It's not a bounty.
It's not called stalking. It's called working.
On the bounty.
She's not.
Yeah, we got a word for that where I come from. Oh, yeah, what's that? Stalking.
Stalking. So, Ciders, I'm sorry. If you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One, I'm sorry for showing up at whatever hour it was I was there. And two, not actually showing up at when normal human beings operate.
I mean, that are, I think.
Sorry for that.
A random stalk. I apologize. Like that,
I love you.
Innocent Miss enough. You. You know, there's no like weird maliciousness. There's no, you know, there's no. Yeah, no.
Well,
no,
I wasn't.
No. There's no.
I wasn't looking in
or like, you know what I'm saying? I was
creeping.
You know, like there's none of that. It was just innocent. Hey, I'm fucking here. Might as well just stop by. I'd rather have that than like a drunk dial or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I.
Right. I mean, you know,
or somebody actually looking in your fucking window. Ugh.
You know, I mean, you show up to where they work and you're like in the stall next to them while they're using the bathroom. Okay, that's a little different. It's a little different. It's just a little too personal there.
Oh, that is different.
You know.
Yeah.
They walk in the break room and you're eating their lunch. Okay, I get it. We've gone too far.
Anyways,
we should probably call it because my phone is about to die. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, look.
For sure.
It's a good one. I thought it was good. I hope it turns out great. I'm sure it will. And then, hey, if you guys want to donate,
it's not going to any cause. We just take donations.
It's not.
There's no charity.
There's no charity. We're not helping. No. We're not helping. We're not helping.
Fuck the cancer. RIP.
Yes.
EVH. EVH.
Okay, look.
RIP.
Hey. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Episode 3. Two Cocks, One Coop.
No Wet Blankets.
No Wet Blankets Productions. We love you guys.
All right, man. Stay up.
All right, brother. I'll be talking to you soon.